and everybody wanting to do the best show possible.
Yeah.
Which was
it was
about, you know.
None of us are young enough to ever want to do it the best way possible. Like, ever.
Not anymore.
We had energy.
But in those days.
Yeah.
We had energy and cigarettes.
Stay tuned to this station. We will try to keep on the air.
Please.
In to get my gear out, and in the freezing rain, and 10-pound booties of mud, and nobody shooting at me. But I had a 60-pound combat pack full of stuff, and I had to do it again this morning. And I watched the dumpster man get stuck, and I watched the guy who was pulling the Ranger headquarters out get stuck, and I watched all the little mudder pickup trucks drive around like crazy. Because they were saving all the little city kids who are going, I'm stuck in the elevator. That was my favorite lady. I'm leaving Tuesday afternoon to drive some people down to Reno, and I pass by a Mercedes, barely stuck in the mud. But the woman leans out of the window and yells, we're stuck, like she's in the middle of the ocean. And she'll have a great story for her friends. We were out there, and the Black Rock Rangers went right by us and didn't help us. See, here's Black Rock City.
With the 400 I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
On the other side there, including the Jack Ruby Lounge, which I never made it to, but I spent most of the evening patrolling. And we rode around on bicycles. That was the best. Sunday night
after
the
burn. Trying to figure out what's going on.
An apocalyptic city full of fire. And we rode around on bicycles, making sure that nobody died. Because many little people were on many, many little drugs. No, we came close. We had about 25 guys who decided they would try to die. And they died psychically for about 6 hours. Go in the special room there. It is. It's too organized, folks, but it's a lot of fun. People's energy and the amazing amount of imagination that goes into building the theme camps. Stunning. Just stunning. Oh, yes, and there's a bit of news that will shock everybody. At about 1:30 this morning, Flash was shot in the arm and leg outside the Miners Club by a young lady who is allied to the bar he managed. Yes, quite on purpose. In fact, she missed. She was trying to kill him.
What is it with you?
She only hit her arm and leg. He was Flash. He is Flash. He's not exactly the most easy person to get along with. Yeah, like Andy Warhol.
Yeah, let's watch it.
It was a person he'd been taunting for some time, pushing the buttons on, and finally she just flipped. And it closed down Gerlach inside of a minute. And all the bars, Bruno's, everybody's gone. It was completely quiet, deserted, and the sheriff showed up. Yeah, shoot out in the Old West. It's getting to be like the Old West out there right at this moment, folks.
I understand. We all know this is the first time out.
Yeah. He's arm and leg. 357. He does have some damage to the leg, but overall he's okay. It's just another good story for Flash. And not a good story for that young lady who did it, I think. See, there are three people who ran away, just like Kennedy, so they have to go figure out, you know, legally which person. But we have a feeling they actually sat in wait.
Please
had a plot to kill Flash. Too bad. Well... things happen like that in the desert. Out there in the Black Rock Gazette. It's nice to just drift around there. I did tape the burning of the little man. There are actually a whole lot of little men this year. But I filmed by accident the taping of, or rather the death of the little 10-foot Bernie man.
Little teeny Bernie man.
Well, there are a bunch of little teeny Bernie men. Actually, somebody made some gorgeous, extremely well-done teeny-weeny Bernie men, and they were handed out to some of the real tight core of original members, including Jerry James, people like that who've been there since the very beginningest. They were really gorgeous. They're made out of toothpicks. Really well done. And then the art cars did get to ride around for a while. At one point, I had stuffed in the back of my car Les Blank and his son Herod Blank, international filmmakers, and Danger Ranger sitting on the door of my car, leading a big arc of about 15 art cars around the open area of the playa. And three of the cars looked like gorgeous Mad Max simulators.
Yeah.
And one of the young men in one of those cars decided to try to jump to another car, fell and broke a collarbone, which for whatever reason dampened the spirit of Danger Ranger. We were never able to go out and do the parade we were trying to set up. So Les Blank, international filmmaker, well, I think he never expresses it, but I think he was quite disappointed. I know I was. But I do have some footage of that wonderful time, and I know it exists, because there must be footage of us driving around. I just couldn't take it, because I was in the parade, because everybody was running out of their tents, coming over to the art. People love the art cars. After it was all done, as people were lined up, we called it the longest linear festival in history, trying to get out, we would drive by in the mobile living room and taunt the...
that was one of the best.
Taunt the poor leaving people. And then the shark car tried to hurt us with its giant mouth and big eyes.
There it is now.
Shark car! Shark car is the scariest thing on the fly.
I think we need a bigger living room.
And for days afterwards, shark car drove around. It was so wonderful. You'd be doing something to look up, and the scary shark car whizzed past your camp doing 90, because the rules no longer applied after Monday, so it was wonderful.
And you could go really fast out there, too.
And it was quite allowed to shoot at the shark car after Monday, so we did. Because a guy named Kennedy drives it, so I can't help it. I have to shoot it.
And then somebody was trying to play chicken with the living room. That was
somebody really tried to play the living room's Chicken John. Yeah. Couldn't. Well, who was playing chicken with the living room?
I don't know. Somebody along the line there, and then Pepper got really mad at them.
Oh yeah, flipped them off. Yeah, yeah. I was in the back and missed that the punk head-on collision.
Yeah, really.
Also, you can see how dangerous the living room was. It hit a rut at one point, and Ranger Ruth went flying off the front end. How that thing is actually very dangerous.
It is. We don't know. A lot of people.
Unless you're sitting in the chaise lounge
killed.
In the back. This is a thing, by the way, that has a couch and a number of chairs and a lamp.
Yeah.
And Chuck Sereno did interviews. And in fact, I have to get a copy of this. There's an interview with Chicken John, Larry Harvey, myself, and the two young ladies, Burning Dove, and I forget the other woman's name. But they're shaking their booties in everybody's face and climbing all over. Saturday morning, I think it was. And it was a marvelous time was had by all. But it was very silly. We actually broke into Larry's trailer to wake him up. We wouldn't have. Half an hour later, we assaulted him by interview and asked him various insulting questions.
Yeah.
We did, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we're wheeling in the Burning Man now. We're going to set him on fire.
By the way, the answer to that question is yes. They use the same Burning Man every year.
I don't see how. I mean, it looked like that thing was completely destroyed.
I know. Isn't that weird? It's a wonderful effect.
Yeah.
Are you guys having peace now?
Peace all over the place. Well, I think it might be time to shear some bolts.
Oh, in here? Yeah. They're going upstairs.
I don't want to miss the shared bolt.
But he doesn't know what it is, does he, Mr. Jones?
I'm going to go away, and then I'll come back, and I'll be really funny.
So he thinks. Two vehicles wound up astounded on the railroad tracks. One was a DPW, Department of Public Works, the backbone of Black Rock. Amazing bunch of folks that actually physically set up the city. Really stunning work by them. I was out at the northeast corner of the playa, and Jeff passed by me with a DPW truck and said, "I'm going out to Trago, yeehaw!" And then about 10 minutes later, he got the truck upended on the railroad tracks, and a train hit, destroyed the truck. And there was a big travel wall that came a barreling into, trying to get into camp, trying to get illegally into camp, and high ended itself on the frame, on the railroad track. And, of course, the train, in this case, the guy saw the truck and slowed down to about 30, so it only got smashed into Burning Man said,
it sounds like a hustling
the
evidence.
Discussion this year. Or there's something going on somewhere that we should know
it's
about?
It's like a, layers, maybe.
Upward mobility. Yeah, okay. Maybe we'll go have higher mobility. For one moment, folks. And then I'll tell you about the story of the dominatrix that I saved from her crushed wheel bearing. And TP Dan, who I saved from having too much stuff. And who else did I save? I saved two or three people on very bad ecstasy. Calmed them down, bundled them, put them under the Ranger headquarters, all tied up, little straitjackets until it's time for them to go home. And so much happened. So much happy stuff.
Well, you looked exhausted when I saw you behind the Chick and John thing on Sunday night.
Because it was a busy year. It was fun, though. It's that exhaustion that comes from just no sleep and too much to do, but at the same time, it's a blur of activity, and you kind of feel... It kind of feels good.
Then there was that interview where we visited Crimson's trailer.
And what happened then?
This kid doing
Everybody lives in luxurious RVs. They wake up in the morning, there's fresh orange juice served, coffee on a silver tray from stewards that patrol the camp. And a little, and there's no mention of Subgenius. That's the best part. Subgenius is a bad theme camp for this activity.
Subgenius ought to go there and maintain a little Subgenius.
I agree, because they would then they would be as silly as a bad team camp. That's about the best Subgenius can ever do.
They should do that. They should consolidate and make that particular pilgrimage to register there.
I've given up trying, because I used to for a while, but for whatever reason, Jesus can't do it.
And, of course, there's no money.
Subgenius can't... Well, there is, but for only for certain people. Subgenius can't join Mr. Fu's Big Ass Mushroom or My Little Ducky Shrine or the Mystery Chili Dome Bulletin Board or the Mystery Cube or the Mystic Crew of Satyrs presents the Beef Graf Dope. Did you go see Pepe's opera?
No, I had a bad night.
I don't even remember what... Oh, that was Saturday night.
That was the night that the rain came down and instantly mud appeared in my bicycle.
Okay,
packed with mud. Right. I had to abandon my bicycle. I lost my flashlight on it.
My bicycle is still up there covered in mud.
Terrifying incident. Oh, really?
I have to... Yeah, because, see, I saved TP Dan, and I saved the little dominatrix, and in doing so, I gave up my own mobility, because once I'd finished saving them, the entire playa was turned into an enormous mud bath, which it still is right now, as we speak.
After the rain, it was not the same. The flatness was gone. There were all these bruising bumps.
And it's hideous to try to walk around. You should see these folks this morning. I'm walking around with them drinking coffee, and all of us, literally 10 pounds of mud. And you can't do anything. None of the work can proceed. None of the people can get in to talk. All the rented people are all pissed off because they can't get in to get their various buildings out of the way. It's stunning. And the pedal camp is still there. And the DPW is still there, looking like an outpost on the moon at night. They have their own generators. And those DPW guys, I have to say, they do an amazing job.
Now, aren't they like sort of like an SS group of the Rangers or something?
Not at all. In fact, the joke was that... they are Department of Public Works.
They really are. They're not... That's not some artistic concept.
What's happening is that the Rangers were the first to be a cohesive group within all of these swirling groups of Burning Man. But just this year, the people that actually put the thing on, that actually build the city, decided they too had to have a name, DPW, and they too had to have their own t-shirt and their own little construction helmets. But I think it really adds to the thing. Now you have these two, and of course you have to hate each other. The DPW must by law hate the Rangers and vice versa. But that's all very healthy, I think, and quite funny. And DPW, I think, does a fantastic job. They build the city in the month before, the 6 weeks before the event. They're out there in the 120-degree heat, putting in the fences, and we would then patrol. They sort of build the city, and then we control it. with our shock prods and jack boots. We would run around the perimeter and stomp on the fingers of anybody trying to get in illegally.
Yes, after all, law and the rule of law must be maintained.
Would happily be a ranger, I think.
Yes, he would have a snappy uniform. That's right.
See, that's a part of the problem with it. We had two people who we had to kick out because that's what they were doing, was being the Nazis of the Rangers, and we don't want to be military
at all.
We had
a purge within the Rangers, similar to the Night of the Long Knives.
We also had two Rangers who flipped out, who just went into babbling incoherency.
Were these first-timers or old hands?
I forgot to ask about that. But I on the way down, I took Danger Ranger and Chicken John, brought them back down this afternoon from the Black Rock, and I asked Michael, how often does that happen? After commenting that we should have a straitjacket with a ranger emblem hanging on the wall. And he says he expects every ranger to flip out once in his experience. I find it very relaxing to be out there. The funny thing was with that uniform on, people came up and gave me things, wonderful stickers. And
really?
The people that like the Rangers, you know, I'm sure you can always tell the people that don't, the people that are doing nitrous and doing drugs and are afraid that they'll be turned in by the khaki brown shirts. You can always tell they have these squinty eye looks, and I've got the feeling of what cops must feel like because the way people look at you. And other people would go by and say, "Yay, Rangers," and they were very appreciative of whatever it is they think we were doing when we're out there lying on our backs looking. Helping people.
Pony Express.
Yeah, we were. The best quote is actually happened back in July when we were up there for Ranger boot camp, when an old man came into the restaurant at Bruno's and talked to Danger Ranger and myself and said, "You're the Rangers. You're the Mounties of the Playa." And I thought, yep. Because I would love so to have a mounted unit and a camel mounted unit. It would be so neat. You know, go lumping through camp.
The Zouaves of the desert.
Exactly. That was the red pants, and that'd be so wonderful. Well, I did screw up. I did mean to get a picture of myself in pith helmet. And jodhpurs would have been nice, and the whole, and a blanket with, you know, so it really would look like some kind of SS in the desert, you know, the Waffen SS, ranger mounted. And then with a computer, so you could make many rangers on camels, you could replicate that. But that's next year, folks, when it doesn't happen. Who knows? Every year these guys take it to the edge, and every year we have to wonder if it's going to happen. Man, what a day. I woke up at 7:30 this morning in Reno. And here I am now, and I had to go back to the Black Rock because I wasn't able to hike all my gear out. But I did stay at Ranger Teepee Dan's little tiny trailer.
Well, you see, I had my ups and downs out there.
Well, I guess that's sort of, so did I. That's sort of
that one time when I got caught in the rain, and I had, you know, your feet get to be the size of shoeboxes because of the mud appertaining thereunto.
Did that happen?
Every time you lift up your foot, you pull out more clods of flyer mud which go up your pant legs and pelt against your legs.
That happened Saturday to you?
Yes. So I went to the cafe and I was scraping my shoes and I looked up and saw Danger Ranger, who, by the way, confidently assured me that opera would begin at midnight.
Yeah.
And I said, "I've lost my bicycle and I've lost my flashlight." And he said, "And not only that, you've somehow become about 3 feet tall."
Oh, that's a big joke.
And it was true.
Well, yeah, and of course, folks, that opera didn't start until 3 a.m. And it went till 5.
I thought it went 2 a.m.
No, it started at 3, finally. God, we were all tired. But it was good because it was all naked people and fire and dancing.
In my comfortable surroundings.
And I went till 5. And then I finally got back to my tent, went to sleep until 9, and got up and stuffed the blank father and dad in the back of my car and drove around those poor folks drove around not getting a shot of the art cars.
And they were spectacular. I don't understand. The cars are not allowed to drive in the camp, and yet I did see with my own eyes the parade of the art cars.
See, that's the nature of the fundamentally chaotic nature of Black Rock, is the right hand doesn't know what the middle hand is doing half the time. So Danger Ranger would give Playa permits to these cars, but not these bars, rolling bars, yes, folks. And it's just great. So you never knew, and some bars had... yes, folks, rolling bars, two or three of them.
You mean like not the Nay Bar Hood, but Well, no, rather the neighborhood coming to you.
Exactly. Did you see any of those? There was one.
I saw them rolling around. And
fairly loud group that
they
actually
were full
had
of boogieing naked people, you know, swinging
right
on them.
And then on Saturday night, I watched at one point where a couple had sex upon one of the rolling bars, and then the young lady proceeded to do the beer dispenser handle by herself, and I kept thinking, boy, you know what, a moving bar, the possibilities here could be quite painful if that thing stops quickly.
Yeah, have a Frida Kahlo
Yeah, unfortunately, she kept going, and it didn't.
Boy, the nonsense that you see out
there. Wow, naked people, fire. That's it, that's all, naked people and fire. And of course, now, mud. And half of Pedal Camp is filled with tiny, unhappy young people who came up to help clean up, and now they're living in the trenches of World War I, although they know nothing about that history.
The
That's
tiny
what
ones
think
are?
Of this morning. The tiny employees of Chicken John, half of whom have left in disgust. The
is
other
Chicken
half
is still there?
I brought him down this afternoon. They'll go back up. Michael and Chicken John will fly back up later.
How
hopefully
much later?
Michael might actually call in this evening.
How much later will Chicken fly?
Probably a couple days.
Uh-oh.
He wants Hal to come through the big butt.
Yeah,
well, the big butt was pretty tawdry.
Yeah,
I heard a lot of comments about it later.
What did people say?
They thought it was really, that Chicken John, what a load of crap. You know, it was constantly critical. I thought it was, I mean, what was funny was how strange it looked with these magnificent, it's called the flame fountains. They were,
yes.
Jim made these things that fired 100 feet of liquefied petroleum. Gorgeous. And then here's this horrible looking big ass behind it. We should explain to people what's happening.
Yeah, that was the Wizard of Ass. Can we talk about this on the...
Yeah, of course. We have to.
Yeah, so there was this huge pair of buttocks there.
Oh, wow!
And then the leaping fire fountains, and also the fire which shot from between the buttocks at the conclusion of each statement that the wizard made. But then the voice was very greatly amplified, and it
but
seemed
it
to carry.
Be, right?
It had the reverb, you know, but...
Wasn't the original guy's voice amplified?
Yes. Yeah, it was. I mean, allegedly because of the machinery he used.
Right.
In the movie.
And I had to go off to answer a fire call, and I was up by that stupid, as it turned out to be, you never know these things, but Marconi versus
Tesla,
Kletzenheimer. It was bad. It's not even worth explaining. They were wonderful people, set up a great event. It just didn't look that great. But I was across the playa from you guys, and I wish I'd been down shooting you, because when he set the big ass on fire, the fire trucks went crashing into the area. And we were calling him saying, he burned it on purpose. And the little firemen got excited. They were going crazy Saturday and Sunday night because they were torn. On one hand, they're all pyros. All the firemen are pyros. And they were just becoming so excited.
Uh-huh.
And on the other hand, their little good selves were saying, put it out. And so we were constantly calling them saying, don't put it out. Man, people have to burn stuff. That's the whole idea. But then, of course, Sunday night, I didn't sleep that night. Little Rangers were running around. There were only about 10 of us, that ran around constantly monitoring these huge fires that people were making and then leaving. And, which is fine, except that, if the wind shifts, we have a repeat of Sunday night, folks. Sunday night, Joe Bullock set up his camp, put up little tiki torches, and then went off to an extremely important senior guy meeting. And then the wind shifted and it blew the tiki torch into a straw bale. And so I came out of Ranger headquarters to see across the main camp. This is before anybody's there. I mean, it's Sunday before the man, so it's pretty quiet. A giant fire that's burning up Joe Bullock's camp. And I thought his video camera and everything. So
and
we run
bicycle.
Over there. His bicycle did burn, and the Pedal Camp
Chicken's
guys put it together.
People fixed it, yes.
Yeah. But, I mean, Joe, he was... And then he's stomping around yelling, blank, blank, as I grab him. Can't say that on KPFA. And we all hugged Joe just to get him centered, just get him away from the nightmare, because he was so frustrated. Because this had been a long line. His car had been hit by a hit-and-run accident and impounded as evidence. And then the truck he's driving breaks down in Nixon. Folks, you've never lived until you've been to Nixon. So here's one more bad luck piece of info for a man that really doesn't have to be there. Because what's the point in having a main stage? I mean, we were discussing that on the way down.
Well, did he meet some terrible fate in Nixon?
No, it was just one more one more.
Just to have to go to some place called Nixon anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so proud to drive through Nixon every time.
Did we want to inspect?
We should actually, we should check on that. See, because I know our listeners are waiting to check on that.
That's right, and we have more fun-filled antics for you to come. So don't go away. Stay right here on 94.1 FM KPFA, the big one in the heart of politically tormented Berkeley, California.
What?
Yes, we have...
Clouds of deadly radon gas moving in. Flashing sulfuric subvolcanic emissions with a good chance of nuclear holocaust this afternoon, with hydrogen devices detonating in the 50 kiloton range up and down the California coast. We have a highly radioactive warm front moving in after that as a result of this thermal activity, with midterm afternoon temperatures at a sizzling 2,000 degrees centigrade. Expect high impact from planetesimals and falling meteors early on in the evening, with tidal waves and tectonic subsidence triggering further volcanic action tonight and tomorrow morning. And we can expect high-velocity winds, hurricanes with some waterspouts, and incandescent tornadoes to finish off anything that's steady. So if you want to get away from it all, you could try the beach tomorrow. Good beach weather with everybody on the beach. And now as the sub-squad marches down the beach, we're going to leave you with a shocking pornographic view in four dimensions of our special interstellar extraterrestrial playmate, B.B. Van Glorb. There she is, waving her carmine pseudopods at our listening audience.
Opens for the morning honking. This is false alarm. It says,
"Tell him to stop honking."
At NORAD, the honk men spring into action.
I can't even read this, ladies and gentlemen. It's obscene. When they give me an obscene message,
with nearly 500 American cities,
it's too late. It's late.
They alert the city or cities.
I guess I could read it.
Now known,
there's no kids listening at this time.
Air raid sirens and the CONORAD radio frequency start to operate.
All right, okay, I'm going to go ahead and...
Suddenly, go ahead.
We're in God's land, in the heart
now,
of land.
Now, we begin our understanding.
Look what's on the screen, heaven. They're showing two films from heaven.
One second,
the naked ladies are out on the screen. Now they're showing pictures. That must have been hell in the middle of the maze. You know, it seems that most of the people there are like Indians or cavemen or something. Because but look at it. We're getting shots from heaven. Okay, what is your question?
I'd like to know that why when I record this
God.
Well, let me ask.
I think it's something God.
We have new radar warning.
Okay. How come when I record the show on a 90-minute tape and the show's 90 minutes long, there's always like extra minutes left over on the tape?
Because we squeeze those extras in, son, to provide extra benefits for
modern military outpost,
faithful listener of the subject.
This is White Alice.
It's because time displays a certain elasticity.
The entity will function as a hyper-interactive mobile performance engine whose living parts are human beings. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, it will traverse the playa, propelled like an enormous office chair on airplane wheels.
Yes, it was an awful office chair, but it was ergonomic and it was perfect for the nebulous entity.
Have you a costume or body paint that glows in the dark? Inquire at Camp Nebulous. You can participate. The entity was conceived by Larry Harvey and sculpted by Michael Christian. Oh, wow, they just go on. Credits here.
You know, I wish they'd turn off those generators. It's hard to sleep with those generators on.
Did you see Cirque du Flambé?
I did not. I had better things to do. No, I don't know. I don't even know when it was. You know, you can't see everything. I'm confused. I want to go back to my tent. I'm wet.
Cirque du Flambé.
There was someone on a wire, a high wire.
These people are all idiots.
And people were screaming, "No flash photography! He's on a wire! No flash photography! He's on a wire!" There's like two people saying,
"And then you're going to get a ring."
Get the Rangers to make them turn their
face
up.
Every Ranger that you meet.
I want to be a Playa Ranger. I want to be a Playa Ranger. I want a life that's filled with danger.
Wish I was a fire ranger. To live a life of love and danger.
Like this call.
Hello, caller. What's your Burning Man question?
Don't you have any burning questions?
I have a burning question.
Well, you have to speak louder or we can't hear you. Speak into the rectifier.
I have a burning question.
Yeah?
And I would like...
Well, out with it,
a burning sensation, yeah.
Well, I hope you...
Every time you urinate, you have a...
No, don't say burning on you.
All right. What is...
Anyway.
Just cover that up. Yeah. Don't think about that.
I hope you don't think my question naive.
No.
But I couldn't hear that either.
He said he hopes he doesn't think that he's
He hopes I doesn't think that his question is naive.
No, doesn't.
Sorry, it's fine. I have to turn the generator on.
You can only ask one question, not a dozen.
The
great.
Okay, what's your question?
Get power in the dead air. Okay, now we've fired up the generator.
Yeah,
ask your question.
Somewhere in this land, he rests,
I was wondering.
Awaiting resurrection.
Why?
I saw Caesar one evening.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
He feared the sun.
Why does the... What?
Our last queen, Cleopatra...
Why does the porridge bird lay his egg in the air?
But Caesarian was
no,
not...
No, why?
Why do fools fall in love?
Shower in 4 days. Damn generators.
We can't hear your question because of the generators, but if we turn off the generators, then we can't see you.
You have one final chance to limb your question. What is your question, please?
Okay, my question is, why does the Burning Man burn?
Why does the Burning Man burn?
Why does the porridge burn? Why does the eggs on the air?
Why does the Burning Man? Why does the Burning Man? Why does the Burning Man burn?
Well, that's a good question. Good question. Certainly, the fundamental question. You know, we're building the base of the man here. Hello.
We'll bring it at 5 a.m. Because they set it on fire, and then when they do that, it burns. And so
they put a lot of fireworks up there. They got sparklers.
Silly reasons why the man burns.
Last year we got a block party.
There was a very good reason why the man burns.
There was a cone in there. We light that up.
During ancient Egypt's most popular festival,
going off in his
four riotous weeks of the festival of Opeth.
I said yes, dear. He spoke.
I tell you, ma'am, they're going to set that down.
Sexual potency.
Get away from that.
Figure of a man.
I saw Napoleon. And his burning eye.
Vast, with
centuries passed over my body.
Flutes and fig-flavored beer ended in the conflagration of a burning cat in the ancient cities of Memphis and the other cities of Lower Egypt.
You know that large seat I saw?
Yep, the ancient cities. Just imagine this. You're blanking across the playa in your outfit when the heart card looks like a... jumps out and invites you to... where they give out enemas.
Who goes there?
Having had
I got two of them
the night before, I often
what?
Before
if the
going
to get to you first, remember the rest of us. Just make sure
there was a
sink
with friends like these.
Yeah, everyone there was
Sister Dane,
more
real
pillows.
From the rascal emir of the Middle Ages,
I got up to go
this life
to show my man when it came in more real
and ironical, and so had me disfigured.
And then he said, "That's about all there is of."
Case that rain.
So that's all I can tell you about this story. But why the man burns is the central question.
No,
we will
answer
in this show.
The
Jade,
Who's
out there? Bring it in.
It's a celebration of life.
He was up.
And life is temporary.
Have you ever been out to the Burning Man?
Myself?
Yeah.
I have never been out there.
That was
so you've thought about all this silliness in the media?
Don't.
What are we doing here?
We're lost.
Well, are you?
I was near.
Of course, we're
here.
The promulgation of information.
Medium is a little radio.
We are a medium.
Snake swallowing
and
its tail.
If I may add, a happy medium.
Yeah.
So state short question.
Stand by the eye of approval. Your short question will now be
processed.
Girl,
don't worry about the damn drummers. They do that all night.
They're just kind of letting off steam.
Yes, I've had that experience.
They're dying down. They'll pick it up later.
Their voices dying.
Those
dying.
Four-legged little things.
Dave,
there was Neighborhood, but I wasn't very impressed by Neighborhood.
So but the night they had the Iron Bartender, Todd was in they were creating all these different drinks and passing them out. And of course, Michael Pepe was there to sample. They took gulp down everyone and then loudly complained about the very slow. And they were seriously fixing melon-flavored margaritas and all sorts of things. I tasted them. They really were. Well, they were wonderful, really.
And then one lady
if you like alcohol,
was giving out free falafels.
Oh, falafels.
Falafels.
Yeah, right.
Mmm, yummy. 500 of them, and the only thing she asked in return was that people pick up, you know, trash.
Pick up. Oh, that's trash.
That's so nice. And then my favorite part was going down like to the inner rim there, and I was walking along and someone had a swimming pool and I just think, can I join you? And just there in the swimming pool and someone hands me a glass of wine and I'm just lounging and there's the sun shining and the breeze is blowing.
A swimming pool with water in it?
Phineas Narco went to X Day and then he went to Burning Man, so maybe you can compare and contrast X Day with Burning Man.
Yes.
Well, not. It was
this at North 2nd Avenue and
It was in the south. And it was built by Chuck Serino's brother, Ray Serino.
Yeah, there was a number of them. Yeah.
Well, there was a pool at North 2nd and
Pine where certain young ladies
were naked oil wrestling. And they pressed me to make an announcement that the main stage
cheap thrill and admitted me stupid.
Well,
I did not get to make that announcement. So I had to pedal to their
whole thing.
That's why I went up to his office like a stupid errand boy because I was concerned about you. I wanted you to be happy.
The microphone.
So but it's still your fault, even though the power went off.
And then I explained to each one of the male members of that camp why I had not been able to make it out.
Because they wanted so much to pound Hal into the dust because
but
he wouldn't make the announcement.
Damn it. All that I could.
And then from the pool,
those drummers.
I went over to the massage tent where there was even more naked people and they were having ice cream with Kahlua. And this is all free, you know. This is just the incredible thing is, you know, we had this tuna that someone had the belly meat and marinated it for an hour. And had bacon wrapped around it. Most delicious thing.
Okay, I'm just checking the time code here. So how does this compare and contrast with X Day?
I can't even remember X Day at this point. It's so insignificant. It just seemed like someone, a couple of people just meeting in a park somewhere compared to this.
A whole bunch of people.
Hey, well, that certainly is.
I hope you're recording this.
We still haven't listened to
your show. I'm sorry, Stan, but, I'm really sorry, but there's no comparison. They can have X Day at Burning Man.
But they want a nice, pleasant environment, not a harsh desert that'll boil the flesh off your bones.
Yeah, you have to be tough to go out there in the West.
Oh, that's right. I got to get the ruby red Aztec.
I liked X Day, but it was just, right, you know. It's hard to believe that.
National news media. TV broadcast.
Hello? What's your question?
Question?
Yeah, do you have a question about X Day? I mean, Burning Man?
Burning Man? What X Day?
Burning Man. Short question, please.
Short question. How tall is Burning Man?
Well, 40 feet high, 60 feet high on his little
when he puts his
pedestal
arms
now.
Up, he's even taller than
me. That's right. And he's really spooky. He's huge. But it's all in context.
I didn't know he was going to move. I'm walking up to this thing and it starts racing the car.
Congratulations, Ingrid. We're lost. Feel free to kill yourself.
He's all blamed, too.
We're beginning to take your point of view about killing these people.
He's not having a wonderful day.
She told me enough.
Do I trust Ingo and kill you now?
I'm not anatomically.
Or keep you alive should he prove to be suffering from his usual
like new anatomically correct Barbie from Mattel.
Get new thalidomide Barbie.
Little Fogomelic Barbie. Lobster flippers.
when you press the
number. And get leprosy Barbie with leprosy Ken.
Parasite.
New leper damage.
Leprosy Ken is the first doll to be anatomically correct, even though he's not anatomically correct.
Well, he is comfortably worked out with the
new. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to call?
I'd like to look at it.
Try it. Come on. We'll talk about whatever. Call toll free. 666-666-666. Adults only. It'll be the most excitement you've had in a long time. And dial. We can talk about you, your relationship, your job, anything that is on your mind. Just call me.
But it was just good. The monumentum requiere circumspice.
We was hunting bear for the rocking chair out on I-40.
Let your soul would make it to Burning Man, you know. I came there with two women.
Dodging bugs and pickup trucks in West New Lexico.
And when she came out the
we
RV,
don't want to know about your personal.
She bent over and reached down and touched the fire. At that moment, I came to happen in shots of me. Well, as I realized, I was back there and sure enough,
first,
worry about driving the huge vehicle.
Yeah, we were talking about that before, the feeling of arrival after traveling.
I was going to practice piano.
They're actually there. That cat off.
Yeah, we're playing Steve Heck's piano, a junk. He made a Chinese junk out of pianos, VCRs, and televisions.
Junk out of piano.
And then he burnt it two nights ago in a big smooch just before the rain started again.
Hey!
Did you
see the
rope?
Yeah, I got the generator.
Hey! The generator's going?
Yeah.
Are you down at DPW? DPW looks like a moon base right now. Nice. It's all lit up. It's out there in the fly alone. It looks like a fighter base on the frontier.
Cracking the wavelength. Drinking it.
Well, first, all
seatbelt off. There's all these wavelengths as far as where we found out that there's a
seatbelt off. Open the beer. Drink and drive.
Blows out to give us perfect thought.
It was a cloudy day, and me and old Jay was just about bored here.
Those three humans who came down from the stars.
Of course, tears. Everything
happened. Let's talk about it. Because
let's talk about it.
Well, we have to practice the talking.
I am the ranger of
Burning Man. Do they
have you were a ranger of Burning Man this year?
Yeah.
What was your code name?
Symphonic Masturbation.
That's a good one. Hard to say on the radio, but
give up, and you're going to beat them.
Say that?
No, you can't say Ranger on the air.
Ranger what?
There you go. You can say Ranger what?
He's Ranger.
He's a lone Ranger.
Yeah, he's a Ranger.
We're just going to practice piano together. Here we go. What I'm doing is trying to approximate the wonder of rave camp, which I was so happy not to hear.
Thank you.
With all the
something set in rhythm.
And what's that one rave song?
Where you can't be down and bike. What was your address?
Near us, like we were trying to sleep, and they thought it was, I think the guy amused her. And then there was the other guy, sort of goofy, like and this. He said,
oh, yeah, sure, I did. Sure, I'll turn it down, no problem.
But the other guy was this really sour biker kind of guy. He said, I didn't do anything to tell you to turn down your music. I came here to party.
And up went the music even louder. Yeah, so Hal called the Rangers.
Well, I would, if I could have used my special connection with the Rangers, it would have been a triumphant solution. Your first time. I bet this is your first time out here.
Danger Ranger would have come over and made him dance around the camp four times in his underwear.
There's always one guy with a beer who got a dishonorable discharge and will always say, hey man, I don't come over to your
turn it off even.
Oh, that's great.
Which shows that it does never.
The next day, Hal awoke at 7 a.m. to really loud rock school.
And Barry Manilow, that was the worst part.
But remember last year when about 4 a.m., a huge rental truck pulled up and speakers started pumping out Michael Jackson and Madonna and Prince.
Oh, they were sure we all
mainstream conspiracy crap.
Dustin for Prince.
People were shouting, shut up.
I remember years ago driving out, and I have a video of this because I was driving out in my car, and I heard rave music, and I drove out. Way out in the middle of nowhere on the east side of the playa was this giant tower of speakers with only two guys and enough rave volume to reach Pittsburgh. It was amazing. And that's all, just two guys, you know, out there. And they were probably just testing the sound.
Okay, what does the caller want to say?
I want to find out what the heck's going on out there. Is this over the edge, or did I stumble into puzzling evidence?
You stumbled into Puzz AF territory, buddy.
I thought so. I recognized Dr. Hale right off the bat.
To relieve over-the-edge people
up there. No, metallurgy is stuck in the desert.
You know, Doc,
he's sleeping in the barth.
So I'm glad
poor guy, I was torturing him because I actually had to park off the road and walk 2 miles in to get my stuff twice. Once in a driving rainstorm last night and once again this morning. And both times, metallurgy man was asleep in the barth. My home away from home up there. And the radio station's still sitting there. And he can't do anything. He can't take the tower down. He can't take the thing apart. Because of the rain, everything's dead. Everything's stopped.
I hope they move some wood.
So, we had a long discussion. He wants very much for you, the callers, to understand that he's up there suffering in the mud right now. He wanted to be remembered. All of those young people who are very, very, very hard workers and have been working very hard to take that burning manlet apart. Gosh, they're up there right now staring at each other because they can't do anything else.
Now, did people in general obey the thing to leave no trace, or did they leave?
They did. I mean, as well as sometimes expected, they actually did an incredible job cleaning up. It's very clean.
But
we can't stop talking until 5 a.m. Then it all comes to an end.
Can't stop talking
until
5 a.m.
Can't stop talking until 5 a.m.
Okay, no, you can ask a question. That will stop us. Or if a woman calls, that will stop us. But in the meantime, we're going to sing a song, okay? Come on, sing with us. Okay, that song's written in New York City.
New York Jews.
Somebody get a neck there.
For some reason, that's Phineas Narco's favorite joke.
I love that one.
You say stuff like
anything about
Michael Jackson.
You know, anything about egg beaters just cracks me up.
Hey, I meant to say, you're singing with us.
Hell is not
singing issues.
Okay, okay, now let's. Okay, now we calm down. No, it's all better.
Electric egg beater with you.
I've got six of them here.
He cracks me up when he
says that. They do the whole freedom.
Just calm down. It's not that funny.
Not, I don't know.
Keep
it's
your egg
something from my childhood.
You've joined us now. The spooky part of the show.
Right. Now, what was your question? Why don't you ask the question?
We're about to land in the flyer.
This is the private spaceship.
I have.
UFO lands on Playa.
And there you see the Rangers below the spaceship, clearly out of circle.
One of those independent
in between the children.
Playa is where I got.
Did you see the flying saucer?
Which one?
Yeah, there were quite a few, but there was one gorgeous one. There was a flying saucer in the air at night that was being towed by something down here. It was a beautiful saucer dance, and it really looked like what people think of a flying saucer. Well, I noticed it up in the night, the big ass.
I saw some wonderful kites, luminous kites flown at night.
The wonderful thing is an alien ship could have actually come over.
And we all would have said, hey, how you doing? Yeah. Good theme camp. Who's he using? And they would have loved Earth, and they'd go back and report that Earth can't be hurt because it's so peace-loving and nice. And it turns out Burning Man saved the whole Earth in that short story.
Well, did you see Solaria?
Anti-subgenius once again.
Camp Nome is Solaria.
No, four of Earth are truly
enlightened. That's a scale model of the solar system.
If you don't want to kill them, then kill them.
Walk all the way out to Tucson.
Yeah, I know. During the dust storm, the owner of that came out to make sure all the little planets were safe, and we walked around Solaria checking the planets. See, and here are the people. The dust storm was wonderful. But suddenly, you go from sitting in the sun to not being able to see 6 feet in front of you.
Yeah, there were several dust storms, but it was wonderful that it did interrupt the sun, I thought.
Yeah,
anything that cuts
where
the
were
heat
you?
Is mine.
I was out by the rave camp, maybe 100 feet from the rim, out in the playa, and in the middle of this dust storm. And I had my scarf up over my eyes and my nose and my mouth, and I just sat there listening to a Crystal Method song. It was just really bizarre because it was like all this wind and stuff going around me, but I could still breathe. Thank you.
Yeah,
that was
important. They had a catapult potato gun competition going on, but the dust storm shut it down. So the people would go by you on bicycles waving. It was really bizarre.
And then there would be 30 bare-breasted women on bicycles.
Yeah. It was fun to watch it go from 30 people to 16,000 in a week. And then back down to the 4-foot-long, less than 100. Well, probably 100 up there right now.
Did you do any video documenting event?
Yes, I did. I did a lot of early stuff and some in between. Then I got into rangering. And did you hear the merman play? Before the man plays on Sunday night, it's not that traditional, but the night of the bird, our little ranger headquarters was right across the plaza from the stage, and the merman played, and Digger looked over at me and said, "This is blank incredible," because we're trying to be good here. Because the merman really set the pace. They made such a wonderful soundtrack for the event. And they really got your blood pumping. Then we all headed out toward the man. And by then, it all happened so fast. It was like a blur.
I just like lounging around.
Hey.
There was lots of hay around.
Yeah, all over. That was the problem. Tiki torches could hit that hay. And you burn like the man.
And then people would throw their cigarettes into the hay, and then they would say, "Hey."
I was at a party, and I met that dude. I was with Ronald Redball.
You met Ronald Redball at a Howard Stern party?
I don't know who he is, but yeah. I see that you're on there, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, Ronald Redball's right here. God, she's so good. I didn't know you could recognize voices.
I can hardly remember, but I've been looking on this earth for your voice, and I think I found it.
So, do you think you found what you're looking for? What a great idea. What party was that? There was a Howard Stern Over the Edge Negative Land party?
The Ouija board led me to this.
We could get the Ouija board software got you here? I've never heard of that software doing that.
At my kids are flying
you can run it on.
What was that about Howard Stern?
Baba Booey.
Yeah.
Now here's some Paiute Indians.
Yeah.
The ghost of the Paiute Indians to try to stop Burning Man. The first thing they'll do is name their town after one of our better dead presidents. That scares some people away.
Coolidgeville.
And I find it interesting, of course, the state, Nevada State Patrol, when they stalk Burning Man, always base themselves in Nixon. Oh, it's Mr. Pooh, the Christmas. Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Pooh. I taped Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Pooh, dancing with the live music being played by
Pulpicide.
Boy, was that fun.
Yeah, you think so? I'm getting a little tired now.
Well, I don't have to watch it many times, but just the Pulpicide makes anything good.
Yeah, there is that.
They have their oboe guy cracks me up. I kept asking him, "What's wrong with your head?" Because he had 10 little spikes sticking out all through the middle of his head.
Those were called dingleberries.
No, that's the other end. Okay, now we're recharging the station now.
You know, Russell has a big penis?
Hey, you can't say big.
You can't say big on the air. Yeah, thank you. There you go.
It's more like two acorns in a caterpillar.
Yeah, how about that? And then Insecta eats the caterpillar. And then that's then there's more show. That's right.
Boy, I wish.
And there's Betty Bubbles dancing. I gave her a copy of her dance backwards, her reverse strip. so she does spit because it comes backwards.
Did you see the one where she put her panties on my hip after she did it?
Yeah, that's the Polkicide show.
Yeah.
What was the dance? I forget the theme of that. Oh, the sad one.
Where she
was
cried and Michael Pepe had to be forcibly restrained from clamoring.
He always does. So I know, but I'm up to Betty Bubbles. But also, yeah, her dances are often kind of spooky to me. They're a little too...
They seem to be a commentary on personal degradation in each case.
Did you know at X Day Stang's wife did a belly dance?
Yes, I've seen it on the internet, and so have you.
I didn't get
that. Yeah, I've got 4 hours of that event. And actually,
the dance of
someone else is looking great these days.
Is she? Yeah, what foe is she looking great for?
Well, she's married. You know, well, I mean, I'm sure that being married to Ivan Stang is probably an incredibly powerful...
Oh, well, yeah, of course, that would do it. You say these days, which implies some improvement.
Well, we're all getting old, you know.
Yeah, no one's getting any younger.
She's not getting old. It just turns out the rest of us getting old.
I have the heart of a young boy. I keep it on my...
Hollywood Palace, 1967. Desi Arnaz.
This is also Robert Bly.
That's right. Hello, caller, and what is your question?
I just want to talk about the mermen again.
Yeah, aren't they great?
Man.
My blood was pumping, and that's when Digger looked up and said, isn't this great? We both just started screaming because the mermen were so wonderful. That sort of surf music washing across the ancient lake bed.
It's incredible.
It really is.
But it kind of sucks that they went on to the
lake. Yeah, you know, I was trying to remember, originally, I think it was, they always went on at sunset, and I think it was Saturday night, not Sunday night.
Sorry, lost track of time. Last night was a long, long time ago.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired today as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the, I mean, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA. Lettucey.
It happens all the time like this. That one person will be right there. And she was just crying. All right. We were getting ready to sing. All right. I hadn't even got the words out. She was already in it. And her eye, she was not too far away, but I just had to tell her to come here. And I held her hand and sang. And I said, see, I had a bad day. I've been performing and I got it all out. And I forget what I do. See, you better remember.
Right.
This is why you're doing it. You belong here to do this. This is your calling, is to ignite something in people, to make them, let them know that they belong too. It's bigger than me. It always has been bigger than me.
KPFA, storytelling for social change.
This is KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, and 88.1 KFCF in Fresno.
I did go Monday night with a newly found friend. I went to Trago and almost got stuck because everything's so wet out there. But it was, and again, Trago is so hot. It really is one of the warmer ones. And I tried Bordello, Fly has a guard on it. And although people went in the back way, and in fact, Rangers went in and swam it at a time when nobody was supposed to.
I can't imagine the dogs
saying that. The Rangers should be setting but there is a guard on Fly at the road.
I'm not Don.
Poor guy doesn't know this back when, because the probate lawyer, when John Casey died, many people went into it.
It's really amazing.
So those court officers put a guard on the
road. So probate can be a serious problem for many middle-aged men who don't even know that they suffer from this.
Check your probate.
That's correct.
Well, how many years have you gone to Burning Man?
Me?
Yeah.
This is my third.
So this year?
Mm-hmm.
When did you get back?
When?
And when did you go, of course? I'm off. I'm interested in how people, what time they get there and what time they leave.
Can I get some coffee?
It's gone cold. To get there.
Really?
Yeah. Forever.
Where were you coming from?
Where were you coming from?
Santa Rosa. Looks like
she's going back too.
Yeah, that's a long way by stage.
Don't think anyone could.
Just getting out of the house for the day.
Yeah,
you drove through the Sierra.
Yeah. And
then what camp? Where were you camped?
It's hard to sever those ties.
North. By 15th.
Don't.
That was us.
Are you really?
For throwing arm system.
She was no. She was,
oh, in north.
She was in south. You were in south.
I was in
she's
south.
In north.
Yeah,
you probably. That's sort of up by the. Yeah. Uh huh.
I started out at North First and Baltic, and I wound up at South Sixth and Village Way.
Look, if you don't smoke,
did you go on the camera obscura?
Oh, I don't know. I
I'm not
going to
let a few lunatics ruin a gorgeous night.
You know the dust wind. The dust wind. That's like the.
Yes.
You know the beginning of
Close
Encounter.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it felt like. It was just weird and eerie.
I didn't realize that kind of weather really brings out the desert.
Same deal with Kennedy.
Extreme.
Martin Luther King.
Hey, cut this guy off. That's enough of that.
Study show Jesus had a bad year.
Yeah.
But I got nothing interesting.
The aliens.
That's right.
He had a saucer or something.
Did you go to the post office to get stamps?
My friend did.
The yell and screaming and madly stamped rubber stamps on the table. It's really wonderful.
She always said it was Bob.
He came to our neighborhood all disgruntled.
Yeah.
There's nothing to discuss.
We had a ranger meeting. They came right into the meeting and made us take mail and screwed everything up. One of the funnier parts, we're having a serious meeting at one point.
And if you don't like Bob,
giant noise.
Find someone
to cheer him. And then it was encouraged him and he kept making more noise. And it was a pretty funny circle of, but that's what I love about that place. You're trying to be serious and the next thing you know you've got a million bad postal workers.
That's what Black Coffee's for.
Yeah, that's
and there's Cyberbus and Mail Art Camp, Sirius.com.
How about the fashion show?
The band, did you hear the band? There was a 30-piece band that would play Marshall music running around. No, I missed the fashion.
One night they played the Confederate national anthem, and then one night I even heard them playing the Horse Vessel. As they were marching
around. I'm sure nobody recognized that.
Well, I did.
Yeah, they played Mickey Mouse theme one night. I hope I got that on tape. I think I got it just before the dust.
So you missed the fashion show. And
yeah, how was that?
It was pretty good. The BBC was there. And lots of media people there. They were kind of being watched by everybody, too. And it was funny because they would be photographing various people who came out on the runway. And Drew Letchworth was his usual MC. So, and this one really, oversexed nude girl came out and started doing a slow striptease. And all the media people went right over there, and they were pointing their cameras at her. It was funny to see them
pass
through. They actually had to tell them to sit down and get back so people could see them. But the BBC was there for filming the audience and the fashion show.
Great. And I hope the interview with Anna.
By the giant buttocks?
No, it was on the other side of the Café de Chantage. And the buttocks are way out there by Chicken John's Pedal Camp.
There they go.
The media usually is attracted to any large buttocks that happen to be in there.
Yep.
Oh, they might.
Or art cars, naked people, or fire.
Was there as much media this year as last week?
Yeah, there was. There were three Danish crews, three German crews. There's a lot from Europe. But somehow, I know what you mean, it didn't seem like it.
It didn't seem like it.
It was nice. He was the nice Marine man overall, except for the things we dealt with in the Rangers. It really was a nice, quiet, every night at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., fall asleep, and the next day we get up and look at each other.
Did you know how it was
No, because there wasn't that. That just spontaneously occurs with those gorgeous sunsets. They didn't really kind of jam it over
the moon.
Yeah, in fact, by that light, you didn't need a flashlight. Yeah, that was wonderful.
Well, coming back to the park.
When did you leave?
Killing me here.
I left Monday.
You just missed the incredible storm that turned that place into a muck palace that it is right
you
now.
Left at the
I
right
got
time.
Out just in time.
It's hugely anyway, horrible right now. It's all just a big dusty soup. And nobody can move and nothing can happen until it dries out.
I can't believe it's a clean.
It's okay. Bye.
Right. It's cleaner than the past, but there is still stuff everywhere. Fireworks and...
But where all the portages are, in the past,
I remember one time, right after the man burn in 96, looking around, there were, it seemed like acres of beer bottles. I couldn't believe it. Just thousands and thousands of beer bottles.
That's what it was like after the offer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I left right as, pretty much as that thing closed down. Because I knew that one spire wouldn't fall.
Well, I finally gave up on it. It was like... And
I was standing with Pepe on the stairs during that, in front of the band. That was really incredible. And shooting my friends and the Rangers. I was trying to get Rangers... I got some funny pictures of Danger Ranger pushing back the crowd and then being scared to death by the giant fake Indian bear head guy.
Big Rig was telling me about this guy who he's kept trying to get close to Burning Man. And he kept telling this guy to get back, and he was giving him attitude, so he brought this other guy in, and they, this other ranger,
the other guy.
And then the second guy, when he came in, they just wound up chasing this guy around the pier, you know, he finally ran off, just chasing this unruly, bad attitude guy, and then he just...
Come here, bad attitude. Yeah, and the rainstorm came in.
Guy.
What was it, like Friday?
Are you going to follow me off the pier?
Yeah, that was... I related that to Hal. That was I was involved in an eviction at one point early on. And my, this guy was camped just, you know, there was at the top here of, let's see, where was he? North 20th Street, where Atlantic, everything stops. You know, North 20th was, that's where you can't be on that because there's artwork and stuff that'll burn beyond it. So this guy's camp where you can't camp, but only like a few inches out on it.
Yeah.
And so we, Danger Ranger and I rolled up on it because somebody called it in and we went out and talked to him and he said, you know I'm camped here, and he's full of attitude. And he comes back around with this board that says one toke over the line camp. And yeah, that was my reaction too. We both laughed.
But you mean the official sheriff found that?
No, it was the two of us, Danger Ranger and myself. But it proceeded into this long 3-hour eviction because, well, I asked Danger about midnight that night. We were standing by the man, and I said, you know, I thought that was pretty funny. I thought you were going to let him stay. And he said I was, but he just, it was, again, attitude. This guy just was not having fun and not getting it. And he stayed in this sour, bitter mood and insulted everybody. And his wife would come out and beat up verbally on us. And then they'd send their 10-year-old child out. This little boy would stand in front of Michael and say, "You make me unhappy, wee."
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
It was just this hideous afternoon that really drained him. And he was just beat up. You know, he hates it. It was just, it turned into a bad thing. And that was the line. "You're going to follow me off the playa?" You know, it was like, yes, we have to. That's the law. And the unlawless frontier is, you know, what, we're going to trust you to just go? Okay, sure.
And then in Lost and Found, they said someone lost a fanny pack filled with all sorts of substances.
Yeah, it's a good thing they didn't want that back. We had to confiscate that for the Rangers.
Which about $1,000, they said. That's just a rough estimate.
Yeah, that's just a rough estimate. It didn't take us $1,000 worth of time to test that. Which idiot?
The one who lost it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you go out to the desert and lose it, man, you're an idiot. We wrestled with a lot of people that lost it, and they lost it on something that made them very strong. So I have shots of a guy in the dust storm with five Rangers sitting on him, and he's
very
screaming about
strong now.
Things that are killing him, and everything will kill him. If we open the doors to the ambulance, I'm going to die.
Yeah, if you leave
if
him
you
alone.
Him,
he'll,
yeah,
he'll
I'm
going to
die.
Him, you
know? If you put him on the stretcher, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. And he talked about Thor's name. But like I said, he did say, I like Bill Gates.
I hope you come over the shock of burning.
We'll get you here. We'll slip you into the slipstream.
but you're going to die.
That's a little button for the magnetic
wire. Yeah. Because you are. I mean, it's, yeah.
Eventually, no one gets on
No. Yeah, they're all there. In fact, more and more each day, we were talking about that too. Reno used to start going up there and just hire this stuff off.
The only thing was a little cow town.
Now it's just it's like California.
But they have great buffets there. I like the buffets.
Did you go to it on the way out?
Yeah, we finally did break in. The peanut butter milkshake landed buffet. After the frustrating time last time when Michael and I went up in July and actually had the experience of going to all the buffets and finding them all closed.
Yeah, they were,
every single one was closed. And I've never seen that ever in my life.
We went to one outside of Reno. Coming back, and it was like right at 9:29, and they were closing at 9:30. I'm like, oh, get a plate, you know, just pile everything on real quick, you know. And the best thing about it was the mashed potatoes with gravy. It was the best thing.
See, I like the fake ice cream. You can have tons of. You can have everything. Oh,
I love that.
It's all bad.
It's all ice cream. It's all heavenly.
It's all just garbage, you know?
Yeah, but it's good. But it tastes good. That's the thing.
But it's good.
But the weird thing is those times. That's what it is where they say 7:32.
And then you go in the restaurant and you go, my God, they have a flush toilet. And you look at this like you to the 8 from 2001. This wondrous thing called hot and cold running water. It's just amazing.
This is the wonderful gift of the desert.
Great.
You're back in civilization. I looked at my bed when I got back tonight and thought,
Tarzan
soon I'll actually be asleep.
And they're all
after the show.
Funny rave music to fall asleep to.
Nice bringing in. So quiet and polite, and everybody waved all the time. That's the other thing I was noticing. I kept waving to people. But you can make giant brownies. That's what, when you go to the Burning Man Flop House, which is right next to the store.
What about the smut
show? See, that's part of what was going on last night with this discussion of the house and how it was becoming a Burning Man Flop House. In the kitchen, the old thing in there, all these boxes of brownies, so you can make a brownie this big for 20 years.
What if we had all that food right there?
Then we'd be eating it. Because the ranger station, pedal camp, and the front gate are all covered in hundreds and hundreds of gallons of water and jars of peanut butter.
It's all going to go bad.
A ton of fresh produce. Well, sort of beginning to die produce at that point.
Sort of lingering.
Bread and thousands of bags of little oatmeal
and little chips of
and my favorite soy milk and stuff like
and
that.
And little pickle jars.
That's what I love is going through, picking through it and you find all these weird things that people have brought and not eaten.
And a big
gallon jar of maraschino cherry.
Marshmallows.
I cut that one open and spread it out in the desert. A big art piece like Abraham Lincoln's face.
Bag of marshmallows.
And I grabbed a bunch of the food, but I had to leave it there because of the horrible rainstorm.
Yes.
We were trying to sell
it. I took it out and buried in the playa in a secret place.
Yeah,
you know, that's actually how the money was done. Years ago.
Of reason.
The money was buried secretly from everybody and
on
then picked
Earth,
up by the
from
secret.
From their deep
much
silence.
Oh, you're like a guy, Dad.
Rustled with 100 voices.
On that movie.
They had bloomed on the bank of the Nile.
What's that one rave song that goes da 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 da?
Yeah, that
one. What's that one song that they have that just repeats the same tune?
They unfolded the dramatic story of a civilization. From their leaves.
Did you get any copies of Kiss Clear?
Yeah,
I did.
Struggle
to write.
This one stuck together because somebody got so excited reading it.
Master, because you beat me, I have learned my lesson.
Yeah, the best of Black Rock City was.
Did you see the bike guy that had the neon horse? It looked like he was riding the neon horse.
That was a gorgeous piece of LED art.
Yes.
That is so...
Now here's the little sheriff's airplane flying over looking for the naked girls.
Out of the blue of the western sky comes Sky King.
Now, name the kind of aircraft that Sky King was flying.
Hello, Colin.
Oh, that was the Burning Man. I see. He's a little ash now. I had friends who went and gathered ashes in the Burning Man. So they could distribute them as souvenirs to their friends.
That's a good idea.
And then you can have little film cans on your... Yeah, on your... Oh, here it comes. See, they're already valuable, being sold across the country. I'm coming!
Ashes to ashes.
Burning Man calling. Burning Man calling.
Honey, I'm going to sneak out of that.
Do you want to buy some Burning Man products? Come on, open up. I know you're in there. I can see it moving.
I'll answer.
I don't want any more of this.
Burning Man. Look, I've got little Burning Man ashtrays, little Burning Man t-shirts. Burning Man dolls. Come on, I'm going to keep ringing this damn thing and let you answer the door. Burning Man. Not going away until you buy my product. Burning Man. Keep ringing your doorbell.
Never quit.
Hello.
Excessive music. My God.
There are all the rules. The cheater part of rules. And carry this around so you don't forget the word of the name.
No vending, no guns, no dogs.
No spectators.
Especially no cheaters.
Leave no spectators.
Maximum speed of 5 miles per hour.
Well, just one minute.
Unless it's me with my light bar on.
No visitors.
How fast are you?
Everything's fine, believe me. I'd be out there, no matter where I was. Actually, it was going to be a different place. But no matter where you were, you were aware that somewhere out there was somebody in dark clothing, lying on the playa, looking at the stars on. And so you can't go.
No laughing.
It's
a good thing you guys are on all night.
All night tonight.
Well, it
yes,
seems tonight. Like all night tonight. Did you hear about this evening?
When you no. Like different cities.
Heaven, a picture of
and the man in one part of the country may communicate with another.
Two different addresses
place.
On Market Street. But I see the name.
One is heaven and one is hell.
Yeah, I see the name Jennifer.
The very first night is the Hall of the Sanitarium.
Yeah, you're probably
Jennifer.
Right. Well, it says you're hosting.
It means that you would enter a quantum realm.
What does
that
mean?
It means that you would enter a reality where all concepts of time and space become irrelevant.
Hello,
when is this? Oh, this is this weekend?
Yes, I think so.
Well, maybe we should go to this.
Maybe so.
Check them out to see what heaven and hell will look like.
I might just want to hang out in the heaven and fly
guy. Our cars will be parading in
What is it? What's that stuff about the
heaven? Did you see the party? Whipped cream and other delights?
Oh, no, I missed that. And she did it twice. Yeah. There was a recreation of the
of the Herb Albert column album with whipped cream.
Oh,
and they recreated the cover, so Justin was the girl on the cover. She was covered in shaving cream and real whipped cream, which is like, and lots of people just came by and took pictures. That was a whole thing. That was a thing.
That's cool.
And the car she's sitting on is covered in both the plastic, the album itself, and the covers of that album. That's the guy's car.
Did you get footage of that? It's not covered with copies of the album. It's covered with actual albums.
Yeah,
and the top of it is covered with the actual record, all smushed and smashed together.
Melted on, yeah.
But did you film this live recreation of
No, that? I wasn't around. I was always on.
Drink to me only.
And trying to get...
That's all I ask.
They fell off that trampoline just like in the...
Well, I fell off the trampoline. It was a group of young gay guys, and we had a great time in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's break for a minute.
had fallen off the trampoline.
And
Alexander Graham Bell.
He was okay, but of course it's the kind of thing where it's like, please go and get x-rayed, because you don't know, really know if you're okay in that kind of stuff.
Good Lord, my head...
But he didn't want to miss the burn.
Excuse me.
Oh,
yeah.
Excuse me.
Is Phineas there?
Yeah, me.
Phineas Narcos.
Someone calling for me?
Yeah, this is Ronald.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, you were at the Howard Stern party.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, Hank the Angry Drunken Dwarf did something that I won't mention.
What?
Hank the Angry Drunken Dwarf.
What?
And I was there, too. I will and bring you.
Oh, you know what? That other show starts at 2. Completely different.
Which other show?
The other show that comes on after this show.
How come you don't return my pages?
Wait, this isn't a personal message.
Where it's in the NASA news, the show of the basic problems for all future research
what?
Communication.
What? That's what I was saying.
Even though,
hello.
At the time,
what?
The telephone itself.
Hello. Was
no, let him talk.
No, wait, okay.
What is he saying? I don't understand.
Something like, how do you want to do
press? One part of the country
may
communicate with
talk.
Another
don't get started,
in a distant place.
Hey, not that there's anything wrong with
it. First, research had to meet the challenge of getting man's voice clearly to that distant place.
We do not do anything like that. That's not true.
What you kind of show would that be?
Because what it's all really about here is me, me, me. Doug Wellman, I'm pretty much the stud about town. You know, I was in the Army one time. Let me tell you a little bit about the Army. Well, breaking up. Real voice coming in.
All better now. Pretty good, huh? Pull
over.
You asked for it. Uh-oh. Big Gray Teen's pulling somebody over.
Rusty.
Went too fast on the show.
Rusty, they're after you again.
She's getting one ticket an hour now. Too bad I couldn't have driven up with my light bar on, too. I'm just backing you guys up. I know these people. They're dangerous.
And they still gave you this piece of paper, right? It looked like a ticket.
He's making love to his phone.
It's like a dream.
Don't pull your mouth away from the phone. Don't lick it as much.
This one has the ability
to be. Need to hold a phone up to either ear and talk into the radio.
Right.
Corrugated galvanized.
Yeah. Yeah. Galvanized Red Bull.
Galvanized.
50 gallon drum.
You know what that awful noise is? It's the damn radio.
Who is still playing with that damn radio? Turn it off.
Turn off the damn radio. Talk like a normal human being.
It just, we're in radio calm at all times. Because what's the 20 on that dog poop?
What are your feelings?
Ask chicken.
Hey, Doug, are you on email yet?
No, I need to do that.
Yeah, you do. Because otherwise,
you need to get on that modern thing.
Yeah, that Rangers.org.
Yeah, that's true. Rangers.org and subgenius.smell.
How do you handle
smell.
Now we're talking a tank. It's like 7:30.
And 20.poop.
Yeah. Which is a talk group that only a few people can get into.
Why? What's on the
service for that organization?
Yeah, what about the DPW.com?
I don't think that's up yet. It's buried in mud.
Oh, yeah, it's still out there. It's true. I was just up there again, and everything was buried in mud again. It's fun out there. It's just fun.
It's fun in the mud. Where's Michael Pepin? It's where we all came from. It's where we're all.
Justin brought a teddy bear. I mean, I think that would be well worth it.
Druid Georgian faith.
Okay, who's still got their radio? We're going to have to go beat him.
They got a great sense.
Squid, is that you?
No, that's not me. Go ahead.
Is that you? No, who's playing with the radio over there?
It's almost like they're here in the building.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wellman, they are fighting in Studio One.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
It's a guy thing, man.
Okay.
Please send assistance.
Hey, you want to go out and fight, Hal?
Guess nine. Oh, is that a PSA there, Jeff?
We're going to be doing some wrestling later.
Watch out. Hal Robbins has drinks.
Passing
nice
out our wine out here.
Is the stuff flowing?
Big Rig is passing out.
Oh, the content has left again.
Yes.
I'm in control now.
Hey, can we get the phone, Doug?
Sure.
Okay, let me punch it up.
Here I am. Hello? Bigger than light.
Who's on the telephone?
I don't hear you.
Hello.
Do you hear me?
Hello.
Have we started yet?
Yes, El Niño. The tiny.
El Niño, arriba, arriba, arriba.
Oh, Doug, your voice is back. I like this voice much better.
Hi, this is Doug Wellman. Let's talk a little bit about me.
Hey, what about you, Doug Wellman?
I'm really sexy, but I'm really afraid of women.
That's sexy.
I don't know. I like to flirt with them. I like to hang out with them, but I really don't like to ask them out.
Well, Doug, you are sexy.
The telephone is ringing.
It's really all about me.
Wow. What about you, Doug? Tell us about
Let me tell you a little bit about me. I was in the Army for a while, and
wow,
I was married.
The Army is sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Very sexy.
Tell us more about you.
I was a ranger this year at Burning Man. Did I tell you a little bit about that?
That's pretty
sexy.
I was a really sexy ranger this year.
You've been one hunk
sexy. I was such a sexy ranger this year. My name was Doug Ranger Wellman.
But there was something about the whole event. The whole event was just very sexy.
I thought it was sexy, but you know what? I'm Doug Wellman, and I never get laid.
I would like to know more about you.
That's pretty sexy.
You know,
people who
don't
get laid
are sexy. One of the
things I gotta
say is Coyote was way too busy talking about Guam to get laid.
Guam is, well, that's a touchy subject for me, really.
What about those fruit bats on Guam, Doug?
They're big.
The fruit bats.
Big face-loving fruit bats.
What about the fruit bats? The fruit
bats. What about the guano from the fruit bats?
So how was the Celestial Saloon, Justin? I didn't get a chance to go because I was working my ass off.
Those were sexy.
Okay, Celestial Saloon was so much fun. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was so amazing. Okay?
There
were like 8 or 9 really fine girls, and we were all total whores. I mean, not really, like, not in real life or anything. But it was so sexy. I mean, you know, we were talking earlier about, like, how Burning Man was really sexy. Well, oh, my God. My camp was, like, the best.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Did you see that guy, like, on the bicycle with a horse? I mean, it was like a horse?
No way.
That was so, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm a whore.
I can't believe you said that. Oh my God.
I'm so embarrassed.
It's like so sexy. I'm so sure.
Anyways, let's just talk a little bit more about. I didn't really like have.
Like the giant Rubik's Cube. It was like, I'm so sure.
Oh my God. I rolled around on that for like half an hour.
I'm so sure. Oh my God.
I love that thing so much. Can we talk a little bit about the women's sculpture, though? Like,
for sure.
The one out, because it was so sexy. Like, it really hit my primal, like, woman being.
I totally know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The woman emerging.
Doug Welling.
They have
that Taj Mahal thing with all the little dolls and stuff.
Oh, my God. I laid in that.
It was so sexy. It was so sexy. I'm like, God.
It was not only sexy. It was, like, sensual.
It was. Did you go through, like, the... Did you go through the car wash? The human car wash? I went through it naked. And oh, my God.
I actually, like, broke a lot of those little...
My God.
Wait. I thought you said you weren't even there. What are you talking about? Are you trying to make me say stuff that I wouldn't normally say? Because I did sit on top of that car covered in whipped cream and everything, but doesn't mean... Did you think that was sexy? Really?
For sure. For sure.
I thought it was sexy. That stuff...
Onan, Cannabite, have you seen the... have you seen the Onan device?
Sexy. Onan? Oh, man. Is that like Gonad?
Has Onan seen the... Onan device?
Totally
hey, Doug, you better get that.
Okay,
I'm shaking my head, for those of you...
Okay, we have to capture this moment. We have to capture this moment. This is a Kodak moment.
No. I'm sorry. No, get the camera away from me.
We're being filmed.
Dear God.
Right now.
This is being documented for all time.
Sarah, using
let's talk
me.
A little bit about
put your clothes. Talk a little bit about me.
Put your
clothes. Imagine the radio. You can now see the images.
Yes, it's visual radio. It's a new technology being created by Microsoft.
Really cool
VR.
And if you think any of us is going to get a copy of this, think again.
Everybody wave to the camera.
Okay, and like,
there we go.
Barhood. Do you get it like in the middle of bar?
It's a beautiful day in the Nate Barhood.
Beautiful day in the Nate Barhood. So sexy.
Will you drink
Septimus in the house?
This show is being simulcast on Telemundo.
What I want to know is.
I'm being summoned away.
Big Rig Industries was so yours, man. Sexy. They like served us sangria every
day. Not as sexy as Doug Wellman.
No. But when the car went real fast, didn't the whipped cream come off?
Oh my God, my nipples got so hard then.
You've got hell back.
Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that.
You see, they shouldn't auto speed when you've got whipped cream on the outside of the car.
Yeah, it's too hard.
Because Rusty doesn't want to be arrested twice.
But there's like little handles on the side.
Of what?
Of the car.
Okay. There were Hansons on the side of the car.
Hansons? No, there was handles.
Excuse me?
Like that
I prefer handle to Hansons myself.
You're so silly.
No.
But you're kind of sexy.
Gosh, she can find sex in a rock.
You know, I think she's been drinking a lot of Red Bull.
She can find sex.
Maybe she's been drinking something better than that from the estate cellars of Big Rig Industries.
Oh my God, they are so sexy.
And they make such wonderful vintage drinks.
That was like the best wine I've ever had.
Well, we have more of it right here and right now.
No way, can I have a swig?
You surely can.
We have hooch here in the studio.
You can't drink it in this room because of the ever-watchful eye of the
watching
gnome.
If it's brought into that room, it will combust.
Oh my God, this is where I was, like, born and grew up.
Yeah, I found that book. It's about the whole history of big, pyramid going all the way back to prehistoric times.
Incredible.
Yeah, that was really sexy.
This is like Anarchy Radio live.
Yeah.
You think we have enough people here on
That's
the radio?
You, Squid.
Caller, go ahead.
I think we might want to invite a few more people down to the studio.
That's true. We don't really have a quorum yet.
Just come on down to the studio.
What happened to Michael
Pee-Pee? Doug Wellman.
I'm fighting for valuable
prize. I'm really sexy. Let's talk a little bit about me. I was wearing
exploding gunfighters.
Get down.
Exploding gunfighters.
Khaki outfit.
Get down. Get down.
A deranged ranger.
My khaki outfit was so sexy.
It's a deranger.
I had little campers at Burning Man following me all around.
Here we go.
I'll bet.
Weren't you going to talk about the art cars or something?
I just said it better myself.
Well, where's Merritt? Where is
Well, you want to hear about Art Carney.
He's washing his hands down.
We're just leaving.
I was assaulted at the flop house at one point in town.
Flip flop house.
Doug.
Okay.
I'm Doug. I mean,
the martyrdom of Saint Sting.
Early on. I objected to it strongly.
Bob, why has I thought it was you. It was in the dark.
Exactly.
I thought it was you.
In that leech-filled lake.
Did our stang say,
meeny, meeny, tickle, weakle.
I know you can't understand.
Meeny, meeny, tinkle in the lake.
I don't think you can say that
Doug,
on the radio.
Doug, please start the show.
I'm afraid so. Now I'm seeing images of Jane Eyre.
Sorry, the VC control the show. We cannot start the show until the VC have been neutralized. When are we going to start the show?
Please pull up Big Rig in the mix. Big Rig's way down.
I'm sorry, the show is being demoted.
Big Rig is over here. They're laying in the grass in wait.
Big Rig's too low in the mix. I can't hear them.
I think that's just Brody.
I can't hear Big Rig.
She has like one of those big noses that gets...
Napalm Studio 4.
There we go.
That's better.
We're calling in an airstrike.
So thank you, Mixmaster Doug.
Do you want your napalm red?
I can hear myself.
I love the smell of Studio 4 burning.
Hey, how come the DJ in the big middle place gets the loudest voice?
This is Zodiac talking.
Because it's all about him. It's about him. He's so very sexy.
Okay, now, time for some content.
Yeah. No. I'm not ready for content.
Content can only do content once we start
We're
the show.
We're so excited for content, I'm breaking the microphones.
You have destroyed precious show continuity. You have destroyed precious show content. Oh, wait a minute. There was no content.
I think the show's off the hook.
In Fresno, this still is the show.
They made him do that.
This still is content-free radio.
He had to do that.
Your cacophony source of oral entertainment.
You got that?
All right.
There's no way. I want to get jiggy.
Please do not look directly into the radio.
But I think we should talk to Onan.
That's you.
Should we talk to Onan?
That's you in a previous life.
Onan is...
You could
Wait,
do that.
I remember that now. It's all coming back. It's like a nom flashback.
Yeah.
It's see, a very strange Onan flashback. Right now is like, well, like I was
think she likes
a couple years ago.
Stop that pouting, Onan.
Watching people
Onan's
trying to...
Watching the detectives.
Onan's over there pouting.
By the
Conan,
time you,
Milo Byte, pull your pants up and speak like a man.
They won't let him
he
on the air.
He can't say anything. By the time he thinks of something to say, we've gone on to two other
but
topics.
But where is Hal Robbins?
I mean, Hal's over there. Hal is like drinking way in the back.
Hal, come back to the airwaves.
Hal hasn't been on the show for years.
Hal? How can it be?
Hal.
Oh, like, open the pod door,
Hal. Right. Okay. I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Doug, please switch the camera too.
Switching.
Background.
There we go.
Oh, that's
we've
much better.
Can the listeners see us?
Look at the arc, Marion. Don't look at the arc. Don't look at the arc.
Blank is leaving the studio.
Cinderella. Keep your eyes shut, Marion. Don't look at the arc.
Goodbye, Herod Blank.
Goodbye. I'm glad we talked about your stupid art car thing.
We need to talk about the art cars.
Robert Burke?
Now, everyone's leaving. It's
fleeing. We're losing control.
Hard to think of something to say.
Like we had control in the beginning.
Hey, Brody, what's that top 10 you were taunting me with earlier?
Well, we got a top 10 and a bottom 10 for Burning Man.
What are these people
Wait, hang on. I need to move the control
I'm
desk and turn
to
you
say
up because you're just way too low.
I don't know what it is.
Brody, you're too low.
Brody has his voice. It's kind of subsonic.
We get paid for this.
We get paid for this in peanuts.
Hey, I saw those guys the other night.
And I brought the peanuts.
Okay.
Here they are now, dancing peanuts.
All right.
Hanson's penis. Where are we here?
So is that
penis
that
on the playa. Yeah.
Good
penis
morning, Mr. and Mrs. America.
This is Master.
Dateline LA.
Master and servant. Hey, we don't want to hear all this. Hey, we don't want to hear all that. Decapitated. Talk about your master.
I prefer decapitated.
Brody, you going to do your top 10 now?
Brody. Yes. I'm going to start off with the bottom 10.
There we go.
Burning Man 98.
Okay, everybody has
research had to meet the challenge of getting man's
okay, I got a little rant, I got some gripes I got to take care of, and that is the bottom 10 of Burning Man 98.
All right. Rage, I got your rage right here.
Number 10. Too many lyrics. There are too many frat boys staring at women's chests, ogling their breasts when they're just trying to express themselves. All right, too much of that. Now, number 9. There was not enough to leer at. The quality of nudity this year was depressing. I didn't have anything to take pictures of, and so I'm not going to be able to submit any photographs to girly magazines and make my $10. I'm very disappointed.
And the ones closed. Rusty's just hallelujah.
Wow. Number 8, Burning Man's iron-fisted no-fun-only policy. No guns, no fireworks, no...
I didn't see any fireworks.
Tiki Libre! Tiki Libre! No making tequila on site. It was horrible. It was horrible.
I think there was actually plenty of fireworks.
There were a lot of fireworks.
Much not, more than in the previous year.
Not personal fireworks.
That's unfortunate.
Okay.
I almost got dusted.
How about this? Number 7, the ticket prices. $100 stinking dollars.
Oh, yes. You know you didn't pay to get in. Quit
I
whining.
Did not pay to get in.
So quit your belly aching.
$100. I worked my keister off getting those comp tickets.
You did not.
What irked me even more
Rusty
is Pepe Ozan getting 80 comp tickets. That's right.
I think that his ticket amount needs to be cut in 3.
Okay. Also tied to number 7 is the fact that Bianca's smut shack has turned into Bianca's glory hole of live male sex ads. I wanted grilled cheese.
Sandwiches
and copies of Barely Legal. And what I got was 20 men on top of sweaty men. It's okay, but they didn't put any warning signs up.
What
about
the roller coaster?
They should have said no grilled cheese sandwiches and no
5-year-old
copies of Barely Legal.
Well, okay, what does Rusty think of that?
I think Rusty said hallelujah again.
All right, number 6.
I saw that roller coaster.
Rusty isn't there. They're just playing a cart over and over again.
Number 6. Too many hippies. Too many stinking hippies of Burning Man.
Code 48.
One hippie is Code 48. One hippie is too darn thin. All right. Let's see where we're.
We were somewhere on the
list. Number 5. This is a little bit obscure, but the two German reporters from their Stern got me into this anti-Nazi that I think drove them out of town.
Okay, I think we can definitely establish at the point that Rusty is not actually here.
Okay, number 4.
I'm pressing a button.
Does anybody care about number 4? There were more
you don't care about number 4.
Because of NASA, there were more stinking Canadians this year than there ever have been. All right?
If you think about it, they were paying a lot more money.
Oh, they were kind of...
They were paying 100 Canadian dollars.
Yeah, which is like, what, 74 American
cents?
That actually works out to $53.
Something like, you know, down near the peso.
I'd rather have the Canadians pay pesos, at least I put them on the table with their dang quarters of caribou and queens on it.
I like to screw up, yeah. Well, you know, the loons are good. I like the loonies.
Oh, nice.
The loonies are good.
All right, number 3, and those of you that wanted to try to get home a little bit early got stuck in the hour and a half.
Three hours.
Rush hour traffic jam. Jesus. H mother scratching Christ Jehovah Almighty. You know, an overturned school bus on the Bay Bridge would have been a shorter wait than the drive out of Burning Man onto the freaking road that was only a half mile away. Now
that's
that.
The truth.
That is the truth.
Hallelujah.
Oh, it's woo. No longer a
hallelujah.
Wild chase across
okay.
The
place. Now, number two. We're up to number 2. And that is the porta potty. I've never had to make a commute on a bicycle to go urinate, only to find a pile of feces that's higher than the seat. They didn't even bother to clean out the porta potties on Sunday. So what happened was a lot of people were so disgusted by the porta potties, they decided to pee in my camp on the way to the porta potty.
Those were registered
because they were directly on the way.
And so the pee doesn't just sort of miraculously vaporize. It's like a mud slick of pee, so I'm slipping in other people's pee mud.
They registered those.
And of course, number one, the worst thing about Burning Man this year.
Number one, drum roll please.
Was Burning Man organizes Joe Bullock setting his own tent on fire and thereby banning tiki torches for every one of us responsible.
Tiki Libre!
Hey, you want to know a little secret? Hey, you want to know a little secret, Jared Big Rig?
Tiki torches were banned before the fire.
They were not.
Get at it. Not in my mind. Not on my neighborhood.
All right.
Well, how about the top ten? Let's go a little positive, shall we?
No, it was a conspiracy. You know, Joe Bullock volunteered to set his camp on fire.
It was near self-immolation.
How about the top ten? Okay, let's get a little positive.
Let's go.
Get this
let's
over balance with. These
hey,
numbers.
Number ten.
Because of the actually, fewer hippies than last year, there were a few
that's the
drumming
part.
Circles.
No, they just stuck the drumming circles farther out.
There's a combination.
Let's put the drumming circle
in the porta potty. Okay, number nine, which is probably the best part of the brain, man, and it's one of the original
more sound.
Freak shows. People don't see this very much, and not many people know about it.
But over long distances, the voice gradually faded away.
People that actually bring their dogs put this flammable gel on them, that same kind of gel that Hollywood actors have.
Sure,
and they light the dogs on fire at night and let them run around, and it's just beautiful blaze of canine glory.
A dog lit the man this year. Didn't you see that?
One of the flaming peaches.
It was premature,
was
actually.
Wasn't the dog launched amazing. By catapult?
It was. One of the trebuchet launched the dog.
Boy,
the dog hit the man and lit it on fire. Beautiful. That's why it went up early.
Next year, it's a capuchin.
Yeah, that's a wild rumor.
We all know that.
Georgia!
And scared the hell out of the guy who was on fire. He caused him to fall onto the leg, thus lighting it.
Speaking of dogs, this leads us into number eight. Of course, meeting character actor Ernest Borgnine on the quiet.
Wow.
He's a great person.
I love Ernest.
The change is coming over.
When I saw him, he had a rattan mask around his head.
Ernest
Borgnine does not look better.
I take it the math is for a
yes, sir.
Exactly. Behind the rock. Number seven. And this is honest to God truth. The hat that the guys in Woodpussy wore. If you didn't get a chance to see this, they're burning oil, Derek. They had these magnificent hats that shot Roman candles into the audience, scattering them in fear. It was a beautiful sight.
It was. Good morning.
Wow. Number six?
Yes, sir.
But at times he's violent. You can't hold him.
Yeah, number six are those
darn
kids
again.
What about him?
Oh, Chuck Serino's big screen TV.
Let's go.
Camp show.
Gotta love that.
Show. The success of Bar Camp. So I personally like The Wall of Wrong that had the autopsy photos on it. That was one of my favorites. Spock Mountain Research Lab has a hyper whiskey which tasted suspiciously like cheap bourbon and jalapeno juice mixed together.
Well, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Speaking of which,
hey, how about number five? Number five, anybody? Pepe Ozan getting his tower smacked up the ass by a sail car. How was that?
That was worth the price of admission right there.
And then Pepe apparently, allegedly, as the story goes. He took a blowtorch to the sail car and cut it into four or five.
Three.
Three pieces.
Three pieces.
And the sparks from the torch actually set Joe Bullock's tent on fire.
Again.
Time.
Again. And that was a long way down the playa.
Hey, how about number four? Ready for number four? Mother Nature kicking your ass at Burning Man. That's what
Whiteout
I like.
City.
Whiteout
Hello.
City. Dust storms, sandstorms, lightning, thunder, torrential downpours.
Back in 57.
Yeah, I think this humbled a lot of people, especially the damn frat boys
Dustin,
coming out. The little
Acura
hat with nothing but gear getting their butt kicked back. That was a beautiful thing. It showed
you know,
Burning Man. Next year it's not going
to
be Burning Man.
Attempted to be delivered, no one
can capuchin
door.
No. Drowning Man can only happen under extremely unique environmental conditions. I don't think that they would actually say that.
You don't have to. You just open up the white metal door and just put it inside.
We're not going to have to bring water. We're going to have to bring dirt.
And Pepe is going to be doing the Titanic in three parts.
Well, I thought it was going to be the Poseidon Adventure.
Well, we changed it, actually.
Uh-huh. How about the Pepsi AC Adventure?
Into the world.
All right,
number three.
Wait,
isn't he? Who do I need to punch in the face?
Hey,
have. Well, what about the latest movie? I think one item that was not listed.
I heard Flash is actually shot.
Yes, that's actually confirmed.
But is still alive, nonetheless.
What is it?
Hey, Flash brings us up to number three. And you know what the third best thing about Burning Man was? Live camels. Live camels with frothing mouths and crappy attitudes. And the only thing more ornery than the camels was the Australian camel keeper named Pucker.
I'm from Alice Springs, and we don't smile down there.
It's against the law, technically, in Alice Springs to smile at this time of year.
Especially when you have live camels you're dealing with.
You know, all right. Dealing with live camels is very dangerous.
Second best thing about Burning Man 1998,
the man blowed up real good.
Blowed up real good.
Oh, you blowed up done real good.
Magnesium bombs. I was going to say that. I still have white spots in my eyes. They're beautiful.
I like seeing the reporters just scamper away like rats from a sinking ship.
Yeah. It was no Boston concert, that's for sure. And the best...
It was more like Altamont.
27.
Run!
I see we have the same taste in
blood. All right, drum roll
please.
The best thing about Burning Man 1998. Organizer Joe Bullock setting his tent on fire! Now, in an incredible burst of irony, a man planted a whole year around a ceremony in which things are burned himself.
Please make a dinner reservation with Sardis for tonight.
Thus, setting the theme of disaster for Burning Man 1998.
I'll pick you up at
the 13th.
Gotta
get this resolved tonight. Magic 13.
See, they're holding him back now. He's still upset.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
God.
Is that Pussy Willow?
No. It's Joe Bullock. He's
That's
upset.
That's my religion.
Uh-oh. Wait, Rusty's serious in now. The studio now.
Shh, serious.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I forgot my raincoat. He's got the raincoat.
Boys.
Well, you know, we've calmed down enough right now that it's pity that Herod left.
Can we start the show now? Let's officially
start. When are we going to start?
Who's here? Roll call.
Me. Here, teacher. I'm here.
This is Scout.
What is that last noise in the background?
Hi, this is Scout. Hi, Scout's here tonight?
Hey, Scout. Yeah,
hi.
I'm here.
Hi, I'm Scout.
Jeff Hansen is here.
Blazing.
Well, there's a dog.
So are we going to take any callers tonight, or are we just going to...
You know, just
come on, call up. Come on.
Can we call Michael Pepe again?
Anybody who can call us, we'll just taunt you off
Michael
here.
Pepe.
I mean, if you could just pledge $1, we'll stop talking. The more you pledge, the more music we'll play.
Remember our little chat? I hate styrofoam. I never drink decaf. I never take cream. And whenever we're expecting an important call...
Oh, there's one. There we go.
Okay, quick.
Take that call.
Plug it through. You gotta
hook him up. Turn him up.
Good morning, Mooney.
Come on.
How about a double latte? Blueberry.
Come on, put her on there, Mr.
Locking on it.
Mr. In Control.
Thank God this thing ain't a nuclear reactor.
Where's Wellman? Doug's on the roof.
Where's
Wellman? Brought to you by...
We can talk to you.
You just can't talk to us.
Which is actually how we kind of like it.
That's just like if you didn't call at all.
You know, we get paid $1 for every call we block.
That's right. If you didn't have caller ID blocking, we could talk to you. Uh-oh. Did you initiate the sequence already?
Please, that suitcase is pulsating.
When do we go on the air?
Justin, you left your teddy bear. That's when it's beeping.
Run of my affair.
And it's got a big birthday.
Does anybody want some popcorn?
Yeah, I'll have some popcorn. Right, where's the popcorn? Is it in the Senate or Congress?
I don't know. Is this Congress over here?
I think that's Congress.
Oh, here we are.
Oh, there we go.
And it's the circus government.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I knew you'd come after that eventually.
Yeah, that would get her attention.
You leave him alone!
It was beeping and pulsating and making threatening sounds. And...
Hershey Bear.
From the Hershey Highway?
You don't want to do that to that poor
Smell
bear.
The glove.
That's illegal.
I'll stop it. Feel the love?
We're trying to feel love, but we can't get the collar patched in.
I feel the love all the way across in the other studio.
What color?
You know, this is just the most severe case of geek impotence I've ever suffered in my entire life.
It doesn't work. Maybe not.
the other line. Thank you, caller. What have you got to say?
Paging
Doug Realm.
My dear, beautiful paging Doug Realm.
Doug's not here.
Doug, please return to your radio program.
Thank you for supporting this and other fine programs on KPFA.
Stay in your seat.
What will happen to the present currencies of the world?
Before we deal with these vital questions concerning our future, could you allow me a moment, please,
to linger still in the past? If we go back 3,000 years and visit an ancient city like Babylon.
So much to you, and it's your station. It's completely and utterly yours. So please continue now. Thank you.
Eric Blank's
going to
stay.
There's no delay on KPFA.
You're an honorable person.
The election.
That was Herod Blank.
That person was a piece of leather on which was stamped a seal.
There are no blank faces on this show.
That was this many people.
This is where banking had its early beginning in the simple
days. Oh, no, you've got to get more money. That's
it. Being woven by a good idea of cosmic evidence. Late as 1609, the Bank of Amsterdam still charges customers for selling gold.
Gossip about Gainer tonight from Phineas Norco, who may bring it in a point of time. Well, of course, Mike Gainer is quite good at his job, but I think he's quite a good at his job. So he's over there. He's over there. He's over there.
That's the whole job. It's not to read the book, it's to fight with
people. Accuse someone of
over whose royalties you didn't get.
And who got molested by whom.
Here it is.
Of course, we were all molested.
The greatest advance in television since color television itself.
Well, the ultimate in performance wants to know what kind of a bargain you got and how well you rooked the other guy. It adds
seven functions
of
remote control color television.
Well, we're all Yankees. We're all part of the union. The union forever.
On the National Ugly Evidence Show, Prince Bigger, Robert Burke, Conan Canobite, Baker 18, Herod Blank, and the Art Car Festival.
Laughing Squid.
5 hours of Laughing Squid.
And you'll hear the snickering and tittering of the Laughing Squid.
Content-free radio.
You know, there is the Art Car Fest 98 coming up September 25th to 27th at the Silmar Gallery in San Francisco. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be there, and I know all of you will be. You will see the West Coast largest gathering of dark cars.
We're suiting up Herod for his foray into radio.
Yes, you're there.
Hi. Hi.
Yeah, Dar Williams.
We don't play no song. This is all pop, no rock.
Hi, It was a female guitar road song.
Oh, yeah.
Tulip Park.
Yeah, it's by Dar Williams.
Who?
Dar Williams.
D-A-R.
D-A-R.
Williams, yeah.
Dar Williams.
It's about travel.
It's what?
It's about travel.
Say it broadens one.
Where would I find Doug the Puggus?
That's from the album Acoustic Cafe. The name of the song is Traveling Again.
By Harry and Eggplant.
Don't believe a word.
Do you drink Red Bull, madam?
Do I drink Red Bill?
Red Bill Clinton.
We're channeling Red Bull.
Not Red Bill Clinton, no.
Ivory Bill Bill Clinton.
Traveling?
Red Bull.
Then you press buttons and this happens.
Ah, we're all Cajun style now, man. Let's have a jambalaya.
It's a party. Don't you want to know about the Art Cars or the Sub Genius or Burning Man or any of these cults?
You know, not only are they going to have the Art Cars, but they're going to have the fashion show.
Did your friends go to Burning Man?
No, my neighbor did.
Was your neighbor wacky?
Yes, he's right.
Really?
No strangeness.
We have a moose hand.
Oh, my goodness.
Women took off. Women, we have the station.
More people are coming to our
quick, put in the secret tape before Doug returns.
Yes, at the Art Car Fest tomorrow. The fashion show will take
place.
I don't know.
We're hearing you, sister.
Wait, look.
It's called traveling.
Traveling?
So what's happening with that Art Car thing?
Oh, it's in San Francisco some weekend.
Yeah, and actually the Art Cars will be caravanning through town on the 20th.
I want to know about Art Cars.
Red Bull Art Cars.
That was great. They joined by accident last year.
Well, you liked it because you got free Red Bull.
I drank 8 of those things.
And a good-looking one.
You are such a Red Bull whore. You know that, Doug?
All right.
Actually, you know, I changed pimps. I like Hanson's Deox better than Red Bull.
Oh, all three Hansons are just the young ones.
The three, there are three Go Zoom ones and one Go CB one called De-Stress. But I like the anti-ox one. That's like two cups of coffee and a good waitress.
Is that anti-blue ox?
Yeah.
It's Pro Bowl and anti-ox.
Like
anti-camp blue.
That's a babyless.
Also, then I drink one Red Bull and I meet the most ticketed travel all in all the West.
Watch your mouth.
Hey, watch it there.
So they give your wicket a ticket, eh?
Wow, just third.
Well, I guess we can't at all.
Was that travel all at Bernie, man?
It wasn't me.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Hello.
Yeah, we're inside this caller's mind.
Oh, what a filthy.
Just a nice little circle.
Stuck here in a thought bubble.
Carnival.
Here inside this caller's mind.
Like Bindle Stiff only.
Is it gonna be left?
Look what they're doing here. Right out of
the way. Just a slave.
We made a disaster.
Let it go.
Then
what
do I?